It's the end of the day, and I am grateful for it. It's weather is just absolutely beautiful, and I've got lots of stories on my mind, and plan on doing some writing tonight. I've been working on just a little, like maybe 10-page short comic that I really can't do anything with it because it's actually the Fantastic Four. But I just had such a great story in mind that I figure I've pretty much already written it out, and I'm gonna draw it out, probably post it on my blog, just let people see it. I think it's pretty cool. It's essentially the evolution of the Fantastic Four. They fail to save their universe. And of course, in the multiverse, there are many Fantastic Fours. Just as in the multiverse, there are many versions of everything, and in this particular universe of the Fantastic Four, they fail to save the entire universe. They end up getting thrown into what will essentially be ours, very much like our universe. But in the process, they're exposed to, I guess you could say, the hyperdimensional equivalent of the cosmic rays which gave them their powers in the first place, and so they evolve further into they become even more of what they already are. Mr. Fantastic can not only stretch his body, but now can actually control every atom in his entire body. The Invisible Woman, her powers to bend light and to create force fields expands even further, and she can bend space and time to a degree, and can even open up small wormholes, and she's kind of maxed out her power. The Human Torch no longer just generates heat, but now can control the entire electromagnetic spectrum. So he's also, in my story, going a little crazy because his senses have opened up to levels of reality through the electromagnetic spectrum. That's very. He can see other dimensions. He can see overlapping dimensions, and it's driving him a little crazy. The Thing is my favorite, though. The Thing has become super dense. There are elements in his body that Reed Richards didn't even have a name for. As a matter of fact, the carbon in his body is now so compressed that he sweats diamonds. And he sort of, I got the idea that he kind of looks like dark matter. So he's very, very dark. But yet sparkly, he looks like space. It's kind of interesting because you've got these diamonds sort of bubbling up from deep inside of him, and peppering him. It's really kind of, I wanted him to be both monstrous and really like strikingly beautiful, and I think it actually kind of worked out. Anyway, it's a pretty cool story, especially considering what they're doing, which is they've lost their universe, and so now they've brought the threat that destroyed their universe to ours accidentally, and they have a scene where they save our universe, and it's in our world we've never seen real superheroes, so their appearance is very dramatic and a little unexpected as far as the outcome and the effect that it has. But it's been fun. Anyway, that's kind of what I've been working on. Gotta pause. Okay, I'm back. Had to run into the store. Where was I? Oh, yeah, so anyway, that was my Fantastic Four notion there, and I'm pretty happy with it. Really, as I was saying, not much I can do with it, but, you know, besides just draw it and put it out there, and hopefully people will get a kick out of it, but yeah, oh, I love The Thing, though. The Thing is really cool. He's very, very dark, kind of blue, very cobalt. And sort of peppered with diamonds. That actually sounds a bit weird when you explain it, but when you see it, you'll kind of get it. I mean, it's pretty cool. very dramatic. Look, he looks like space, basically. Again, thanks for all the feedback on my UFO audio booze. It was, I'm really surprised the coverage that the press conference that was held Monday is getting. And it's been, I think, pretty good coverage. Not just complete, even though it hasn't been as complete as I would like, but I mean that it's been fairly positive, professional coverage by the some of the news channels. Not so much CNN, but really, surprisingly, Fox News treated it better than I expected. It's a serious topic. It is a serious topic, and it's, I think, the first hurdle we have to get over is we have to get people over the idea that it's not a serious topic, that it is silly, stupid, not worth wasting your time on. It's the only thing I can tell you is if you're still of the inclination that UFOs are all either crazy people, misguided, deluded people who are seeing Venus and thinking, if you think that it's all merely unfortunate misunderstanding, the only thing I can challenge you with is simply pick up Leslie Keene's new book. I mean, it really, you could almost say there's my entire argument. Pick up this book and read it. And don't just read it, but if you want to be thorough, actually do the research based on what she has in the book, because it's all available. Many of these things readily available on public record. Look at that, and then tell me that there's not something here that deserves some serious scrutiny. Certainly there is, absolutely. I mean, I have no doubt in my mind that this is not only a topic that deserves serious, I mean urgent attention, but if you logically conclude that there's something to look at here, you have to also logically conclude that there's a possibility, I'm not saying definitely, but there's a possibility that whatever the nature of this phenomena is could be among the most important things in the world, and very likely is. Sounds extreme, especially if you're coming from a point of view where it's all just silly, but think about it logically. If 5% of all the stuff you hear on people citing UFOs, etc., turns out to be correct, it immediately jumps up to the top of the priority list, because you're dealing with something that irrevocably, the reality of it would have irrevocably change our perception of everything. That bears scrutiny. Anyway, I won't harp on it. Send me an email, isobon@gmail.com.